feel the texture of the breath as it flows in and out. Feel the texture of the body as it receives the air and lets go of the air. Let the body force the breath out of the body as completely as possible, several times, just allowing the in-breath to happen by itself afterwards. Noticing how it feels to be empty of air. And how it feels to fill with air. And allow the breath to come to its normal rhythm, whatever that is right now. Just sitting back in the back of the body or lying into the back of the body. Allowing the body to breathe by itself. Bringing some presence to the end of the out-breath. Pausing, just waiting for a few seconds at the end of the out-breath. Before the breath comes into the body. And just notice how it feels to you at this time to be between out-breath and in-breath. And again, let the breath come back to its normal rhythm. I'll be guiding you in a kind of meditation called Tong Len, which works with the breath for sending and receiving, which is what Tong Len means. And we'll just be building the meditation step by step. To begin with, again, relaxing into the back of the body. Allowing the edges of the body to become less clear and sharp. Feeling or imagining that you are huge space. Like the clear night sky. And all of these sounds and body sensations and thoughts are passing through this huge space that you are. Imagining or feeling that you can no longer find where you end and where you begin. And you are full of stars. Even the sense of presence and the sense of I am are just one of the many things happening in this vast, enormous, large space that you are. The breath flowing in and out is also what happens in this big space of the night sky. From the point of view of the night sky, the sounds and the breath and the thoughts and the emotions are all of equal interest and importance. None of them take up more space than the others. And there is softness throughout the space. Just as water cannot be separated from wetness, space is not separable from softness. So just imagining or feeling this night sky of tenderness. Of softness. And let that be in the background the whole time that we are here together in this room for this meditation. Coming back, remembering I am the night sky of tenderness, whenever that feels to be helpful. And now the second step of building this meditation within this vast space of tenderness. Remembering a time that you were really, really happy or at peace or feeling in harmony, in alignment, at home, loved, loving, or however you would describe a time that you felt very, very well. It might have been today or when you were a child, doesn't matter. Bringing that memory into this vast space very vividly, remembering all of the details, smells and sounds and textures, colors that you are seeing, and especially remembering the texture of what it felt like to be that clear or quiet or happy. Letting the body remember that texture. Letting the body feel that lightness, that freshness, gradually filling the whole body with that lightness and that radiance. Breathing in, allowing the whole body to drink into each of the cells, into every corner, and every piece of broken heart and scattered mind. Letting it all drink. Breathing out, allowing that texture, that lightness and freshness, to flow outward in all directions, through your skin, within the vast night sky of mercy, breathing in, the body is drinking, the heart is drinking, the mind is drinking light and ease. And the out-breath gently floats or flows that texture, overflowing through every pore of your skin. Breathing in, filling and drinking like a thirsty plant drinking rain. Breathing out and flowering outward. And just noticing how far you feel like overflowing. Filling the room, the village, does it feel like peace can overflow? A little farther. Perhaps up to the pilots. Perhaps not. Feeling how natural to fill and to overflow, and how everything around us also is drinking, living for that texture of peace. Recognizing that. Coming back to this stage of the meditation at any time if you feel the need. And for step three, again, sinking into the back of the body. And remembering a time today or this week or another time if you prefer, preferably today or this week, a time that you felt the heat of some difficult emotion. Fear or judging, envy or jealousy, embarrassment, guilt, abandonment, addiction, self-hatred or self-criticism, hatred of other, isolation. Confusion, etc. Just choosing one that's fairly vivid or alive for you, but maybe not the biggest crisis of your life. Something that you can easily notice, but not something overwhelming. Just for now. And again, recalling, if possible, the situation in which you found yourself feeling this heat, this hardness or shakiness. Letting the situation be vivid and alive in your mind so that you can again feel fairly clearly the texture of that emotion in the body. Relaxing into the back of the body. Letting awareness clearly notice the heaviness and heat of judgment or shyness or fear or whatever. As you tune into the heat or heaviness or sharpness or whatever you feel of sadness or loneliness or whatever, is it possible also to feel resistance too? Fear of the emotion and the sensations. Noticing if there's embarrassment or shame or fear or anger about or towards the emotion itself. Resting back into the back of the body. If possible, just including the feeling of resistance or hatred or fear or embarrassment about the emotion, including that with the emotion, both hot and heavy. So the fourth step of the meditation, starry night sky, on the out-breath, connecting again with the texture of peace or harmony, clarity or spaciousness, happiness, delight, whatever it was that you found. And with the out-breath filling and overflowing, in all directions. Feeling whether the source of that soft, fresh ease is yours. So with the out-breath, again, letting that fill you and overflow through you. Gently. It doesn't need to be like a high-pressure hose to put out a fire. It could be like a fragrance of a flower spreading out on the winds. And with the in-breath, feeling the softness of the breath coming into the body. Letting that softness in the clear night sky be an invitation to the hot, dark, heavy texture of suffering. So the in-breath welcomes into softness the hot, dark, and heavy of the specific emotion that you have decided to work with today. Breathing out, filling and overflowing with the lightness of joy. Of being loved completely. Being at home. Taking some time to get into your own rhythm with it. Breathing in the hot dark and heavy, finally finds that nothing is fighting back against it. Finally finds just softness. Letting it just be itself. Hot, dark, and heavy. Breathing in softness acknowledges and accepts the existence of hot, dark, and heavy. And breathing out is a surrender to the flow of lightness and ease. Within the endless space of the night sky of caring, on the in-breath, the heat of pain finally finds enough space that it doesn't have to hide in the corner or demand anything. It is just met with softness on all sides. Within the clear night sky of warmth and caring that you are, the texture of peace is radiating for no other reason than just for fun. Notice whether you feel more comfortable with one or the other, the in-breath or the out-breath. If you find that one takes over and doesn't give space to the other, if you're so much with the in-breath that there's no out-breath, or the other way around, then try reversing that, doing the opposite. Resting into the back of the body, feeling the softness of the breath. On the in-breath, not trying to change or fix the suffering. Just letting it be welcomed by the in-breath into endless space and softness. With a yes, you exist. You are hot. You are dark, you are heavy. Breathing out is also a yes. The last step of the meditation is to wonder or question, if I am the only one in the world who has ever felt this emotion and this suffering and this heat, no matter what we might be experiencing, no matter what heat, darkness, or heaviness comes to visit, we could guess that on this planet, at least hundreds of thousands of people are experiencing the same right now. And that perhaps, or most likely, just about every single human being has at some time experienced that heat and heaviness of grief or loneliness or jealousy or anger. So if you wish, you could allow your in-breath to welcome that hot, dark heaviness of jealousy or uncertainty or arrogance or whatever you're working with. But the in-breath invites all of it in from all the other people who are feeling it now, who have felt it at some time, if you wish. Giving your in-breath that permission and that power. Breathing out, filling and overflowing with the lightness and freshness and radiance of joy, clarity, freedom, letting that reach inside the other beings with your very same hot, dark, heavy suffering. Knowing that many human beings, perhaps all, have also at some time experienced that refreshment of joy or peace or harmony. Acknowledging or guessing that every other person in this room has experienced that heat of self-judgment or whatever you're working with. Breathing that into softness. Breathing out peace. Imagining the surprise and the recognition in the eyes of every person in this room, receiving peace. all beings give the radical offering of peace. May all beings live the radical living of peace. May there be peace and harmony among all beings of the universe.